Well, well, what do we have here? A tasty, nosy little spy, Listen here, morsel. I don't usually give my meat a chance. So take my advice. Start running, and don't stop. You might actually get far enough away that I won't catch you before I have room for more in my gut. Huh? Didn't you hear what I said? I'm not a gracious leopard. You better scram before I... Oh. I get it. You're one of those types. Enjoying the view, are we? You know, if you really wanted, you could come and get a closer look. Trust me, I won't bite. Yet. You look even more delicious up close. So vulnerable. So submissive. You should be grateful I don't have much room in there right now. Who did I eat? Oh, who keeps track of their meals' names? I can tell you what I ate. First, there was a meerkat. A bit scrawny, but he went down real smooth. And had a nice spicy aftertaste. Then I gobbled up a warthog who was with him. Not the best flavor, I'll admit. But oh, was he filling. I could almost still hear them scream as they digested. They broke apart so easily. Be careful when you blush prey. It only makes you look more tempting. Go ahead, touch it. It may be the last thing you ever get to feel. Oh, yeah. That feels good. It's nice to meet some meat that knows how to serve his superiors. A little more to the right. That's it. Good little morsel. You're a strange little creature, you know that. So fascinated by these things. Do you even know what it's like in my stomach? For scraps of meat like you? Not exactly a comfy spot to spend the night. That felt good coming up. I'd say, excuse me, but judging from the way you're breathing it all in, I'm guessing you don't really care. Now, unless you want to add to that gas, you'll get back to rubbing. I guess it doesn't really matter how good a gut rub you give. Pretty soon, you'll be rubbing from the other side. Aww, don't look at me like that. You knew it was going to happen. Consider this a gift. You get to be inside the belly you loved so much. So tasty. I think I'll swallow you painlessly, feet first, just so you can see the rest of the world vanish as you sink to my more powerful body. Then I can truly enjoy you once you're inside of me. Oh, don't bother fighting it. You belong to me now. You belong to me the moment you chose not to run away. You were really asking for this. So let's not waste my stomach's time anymore, shall we? In there, meat? I bet you aren't. How is it in there? Not too pleasant, right? Don't worry, it'll be worse in a little while. Oh, you can squirm as much as you want. Nothing ever leaves my belly alive. Don't worry, I'm sure you'll have fun being painfully turned into a part of my body. I'm eager to see how much you'll add to me. Seems like my stomach's eager too. Figures. From one coma right into another. I wish every meal was as easy as you and those meatballs were. You and those other scraps make you gassy. That's good. Means you'll get to hear just how satisfied you are when you die. It's a compliment, really. You are much more filling than that meerkat. A lot tastier than that warthog. The best of both worlds. My only regret is that I can't eat you a second time. My belches aren't so nice when you were causing them, are they? Too bad. Give my stomach enough time, and you'll be nothing but the same slush you're swirling about in. Bones and slush. That's all that will be left of you. I think you'll end up in my haunches when you're done stewing. Little runs like you always go straight to my hips. But enough talking food. Enjoy becoming a part of me, prey. My guts are going to love breaking you down. Feel free to scream. That was a good meal. Jawbone still attached. Mouth wide open. Must have died screaming. Pathetic little idiot. You were just begging for someone to turn you into extra padding. Already looks like you're putting some pounds on me. Excellent. I hope you like your new home. And if you didn't, well, too bad. Because it likes you a whole lot. I could go for some breakfast now. I wonder who'll be next to fill my stomach. So many snacks, so little time.